Infernal Noise Brigade. Infernal Noise Brigade. Infernal Noise Brigade. Infernal Noise Brigade.
Paul, and I come from the United States, and the basic reason that we are here right now is to fight against the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund and the potential for global slavery.
My name is Ramika Mukherjee, and I'm from Seattle, Washington, and my family's from India originally. And I'm here to be in a marching band in the Infernal Noise Brigade.
I'm Greg, I'm from Seattle. We make music and we march through the street and we move crowds and we assist in blockades and we can provide that last bit of energy that helps the critical mass of energy within a group of people to like push a line when they need to or hold a street when they need to or fill an intersection.
We were formed last year to come together against the WTO meetings that were happening in Seattle for November 30th. And we formulated and strategized for several months beforehand and practiced and put this whole thing together just to fight against that. And then we've done a few more actions, but all of them in the States. This is the first time that we've come to Europe to do anything, and I have to say that it is fabulous to be here.
I was present at the World Trade Organization demonstrations November 30th, 1999 in Seattle, which is very similar because it's a very similar organization. And yeah, I'd have to say that after that week, more than 80% of the population of the United States knew the word WTO, knew the organization existed, whereas previously they did not. The power in a demonstration is information. And the reason why these institutions hold so much power and can elicit such inhumane acts with that power is simply because the majority of people who actually provide that power, the citizens of the industrialized nations, don't know some of the acts, some of the heinous acts that are performed by the IMF and the World Bank.
This is a step into changing public opinion about these organizations. And so, like WTO, maybe it wasn't a name that a lot of people knew. Now, because of the demonstrations in Seattle, I think that it is. And now it's not just a name that people know, I think it's a controversial one. So I'm hoping that that's what happens with the World Bank and IMF, is they become a controversial name that people have more of a critical eye on, and that hopefully this is the first step into public opinion changing about these types of organizations.
I think when you shut down a city for a couple of days, when they can't hold an economic meeting without the whole place becoming a near ruin, it's a good incentive not to have these meetings or to radically reconsider what exactly these meetings are accomplishing. Why is it that massive amounts of people from all over the earth are willing to travel at their own expense without a profit to come to these events to shut them down? If the whole city that these events happen in are paralyzed, that's to me a good thing. If it's not business as usual. Business as usual can't continue. Business as usual means starvation for a good part of the world and miserable conditions.
Fighting with the police was a beautiful thing because that's something that doesn't get to happen very often. The United States is, especially Seattle, it feels like suburbia all the time. Suburbia is like this perfect like little like mythology that occurs like all over the world. It seems where you've got a middle class where there's this little bubble that you can live in and you can be born and you can die within it and live all your entire life and never have a real problem. And it's about one of the ugliest dreams I think that you can have, because there's so many things that are happening for all these other people that live right around you. But if you live in suburbia and you have the suburban mindset, then you walk like this at all times and you never see anything, and it's like your eyes are half shut and you've definitely got blinders on all the time. And so when the WTO protest happened, it seemed like all of a sudden that big bubble just went and it was gone, and it was just, that was the beauty of it. Like, you smash windows and people are attacking automobiles and people are fighting with the people that say, no, we're going to keep the walls up all the time so you never have to deal with any problems, and we can just keep killing people in your name all the time, all the time. We can just keep killing people all the time for you. And we said, no, you're not going to do that anymore, and we're just smashing the chains is what it felt like, just wiping it out.
Shh. Several times a year, the ruling corporate and governmental elites come together in exotic locations to decide the fates of nations. They gather under different guises, blinding the world with their alphabet soup. WTO, IMF, FTAA, GATT, NAFTA, the World Bank. These meetings have always been secret, but the agendas have always been the same. With the single-minded focus on destroying the environment and enslaving the workers of the world, their sinister plots have remained unchallenged for years. There's been no democratic process allowed, no public consent required, and absolutely no possible way for your voice to be heard. No way, that is. Until now!
Would you like to shut down the corporate slime and smash up their conference?
Would you like to travel to lovely places like London, Seattle, Prague, and Genoa?
Then come on down to the next anti-corporate globalization protest.
Meet interesting people from around the world and riot with them.
Form friendships and connections that can last a lifetime.
See the beautiful capitals of the world and their correctional facilities.
Are you a winner?
To feel an invigorating sense of power in the midst of extreme chaos?
Then don't wait. Start your direct action project now. And remember, this is an event open to all people of all ages, so bring your friends, bring your family, and bring your neighbors.
I had so much fun at my first protest that for the next one, I brought all of my friends with their gas masks.
I learned a whole new way to use my baseball bat. Boy, they never showed us this in PE.
I met the cutest Greek boy. He showed me his Molotov cocktail.
Sponsored in part by the Infernal Noise Brigade. Who would ask you to please remember?
Multinational corporations do not collapse by themselves.
They need your help.
It was the first time in my lifetime a demonstration of that size and power had occurred. And it was the first time I had a real feeling that I belonged to a youth community that could affect the world, that was capable of making change.
What happened there was like a hallmark moment. It was just phenomenal. Like, it's everyone who was there, it was a turning point in their lives. And a lot of people have left their jobs, become activists as a result of that.
My mom moved to America, my parents moved to America, and they really wanted me to live the American dream. They didn't want my sister and I to be poor and sick or whatever in India. And they really went to America so that they could provide the best for us. And I think that I'm not really living up to the expectations that they had. And I have chosen to really oppose the idea of the American dream as opposed to live it out. I feel like the American dream is poisonous, and I have no relationship to it. The American dream means taking resources from a lot of other people in the world. I mean, there's all these, you know, the cliched statistic that, like, one grown adult in America takes, like, uses six times as many resources as a grown adult in Bangladesh.
The enemy basically is not a physical body. The enemy is a mindset, it seems to me. And the mindset is that you can have anything that you want at any cost. And that you might be superior to other people, not just because of your birth, but because of your economic standing. The United States is set up in such a way, it seems like right now, that it's possible to like rise and rise and rise and rise and rise and like get to the top. And in the process of going further up, of course, you become corrupted. You forget about all of like the things that happened to you that made you who you are as a poor person who can rise to the top. And then you get all the people who never knew what it was like to go through any kind of pain. And when you live in that kind of a world, you don't think about other people at all. And so the enemy is this mindset, and that is what we're fighting against. You're trying to, like, kill something bad inside of somebody's head, inside of someone's heart, inside of their soul, so that they can join up with what moves us all forward, with what makes us all happy, equally happy, and we all get to prosper at the same time. Yesterday, reading in the paper about the World Bank and the IMF, they were talking about how they think that things are getting better because globally, our economic level rose 4%. 4% could seem like a really big number if you look at it and say, like, okay, it happened globally. But if you know what how statistics function, then what you actually realize is that certain places it went up really high, and in other places it either went down or it barely went up at all. But if you average it all out, then it looks as if things really are getting better all over the place. But you travel around and you see people starving everywhere. And these people can, like, say, like, okay, we're going to start helping out, like, you know, with the people who are impoverished. And we're going to start promoting human rights again by lifting off the strictures that we've got to say that you can't have these rights. But they don't have a track record that proves it whatsoever. No violence! No
violence! No violence! No violence! Young people are demonstrating against globalization. I believe deeply that many of them are asking legitimate questions. And I embrace the commitment of a new generation to fight poverty. I share their passion and their questioning. Yes, we all have a lot to learn, but I believe we can move forward only if we deal with each other constructively and with mutual respect.
We're the Infernal Noise Brigade, and we've come from Seattle, Washington, in the heart of the U.S. Empire, to shut down the World Bank here in Prague.
Well, we are a tactical rhythmic unit. It's mostly drums, and the music is structured in such a way that it's crowd motivational. That powerful drumming can really accompany something and propel it forward, and that we can motivate people. And we can energize crowds to do whatever it is that they're interested in doing.
I think the aim is to delay the meeting of the World Bank and IMF delegates. Hopefully, we're hoping for some kind of parallel between the WTO. It seems like the easiest thing to compare it to right now. And those meetings, the meetings in Seattle between WTO delegates were delayed for a day, and that caused an awful lot of publicity and money loss. And it showed the severity of the demonstrations to the delegates as well.
Now, but I honestly get the feeling that people of Prague are convinced, or lots of people are convinced, that people have come here to smash things up, and then that we were in there buying some poles, and we were in there buying some pipes and poles, and everyone's staring at us like, oh, there they are, the foreign American, you know, rioters who are coming here to smash up our fair city.
Which is not exactly wrong.
I'm pretty sure we'll be brutalized by the police, and I hope that nobody is seriously injured or killed. But I'm pretty sure a lot of people will be hospitalized. It's been every indication that the police here are really not sympathetic. Yeah. I don't know why that is. I hear that there's a lot of old communist regime people still in the police department and the upper levels of the police department, and these people are the same brutal people who beat the shit out of the students in 1989, and they're still around, and they wouldn't hesitate to do it a second time, especially against people that aren't even of their own population. It's much more difficult to beat someone knowing that it might be your neighbor's daughter or the student who walks by your house every day than some idea of you have of an international anarchist or some vandal or some rioter. You know, I don't know many people who are coming here to riot who would have come across the world and bought airline tickets and traveled overland for 4 or 5 days just to smash a window. I mean, these people are here for a good reason. They're not here to just tear up Prague. And this is a beautiful city. Nobody has any intention of, destroying anything that is of this beautiful and classical nature.
The people, united.
Are you tired of limp political demonstrations where listless lefties preach to the choir?
How about the rallies where 10 Tiva-clad people march in circles?
What about demonstrations where listless
united
nature?
The people united.
Are you tired of limp political demonstrations where listless lefties preach to the choir?
How about the rallies where 10 Tiva-clad people march in circles?
What about those whiny button wearers complaining about this and that to no one?
Can the money you earn at your miserable job be put to a better use than paying bills?
Or putting more gas in your car to move through your boring life faster?
Well, have we got a bargain for you?
The Infernal Noise Brigade
is a musical anomaly that changes any event into an explosion of blissful insurrection.
Colorful chaos
and revolutionary pizzazz!
Just listen to them wreak infernal noise in Prague against the World Bank!
Invest in the IMB.
Donations can be sent to IMB, care of Post World Industries, 1122 East Pike Street, Department 949, and that's Seattle, Washington 98122. We'll repeat that address again.
Hey, what does the IMB provide for my money?
Chaos!
Insurrection!
Booming beats! And who could forget the IMB at WTO protests in Seattle?
Investment in the IMB requires years of sacrifice.
But for a limited time only, we have slashed the prices.
We're slashing prices.
For the next 6 months, we are accepting investments of any size. So send us your money at
IMB, care of Post World Industries, 1122 East Pike Street, Department 949, and that's Seattle, Washington 98122. Again, that address is IMB, care of Post World Industries, 1122 East Pike Street, Department 949, Seattle 98122.
The Infernal Noise Brigade is available for corporate party disruption, bicycle rodeos, apocalyptic New Year's processions, drug-addled revelry, bar mitzvahs, and weddings. Ask us by name. www.infernalnoise.org. That's www.infernalnoise.org.